calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. It's been kind of a hard day, but you know, one of the good things I saw today, not a good thing in the sense of a good thing, but there was a little bit of an accident in China. 200 cars, and there was, you know, a drone did an aerial view of it, and it was kind of like, I'm grateful that I just simply don't drive, because what a mess. but, you know, the other thing that I did notice, and again, my concern is how do I get to my kids so they understand they're being fooled? You know, because another obvious example, because this was so blatant, it was ridiculous. A ministry of parliament in the Ukraine, you know, used Twitter to point to publish a photo of a young child, very damaged face and whatnot, and said, "This is the tragedy of what the Russians have done to our Ukrainian kids. What a horror." And then somebody did fairly quickly point out that the picture comes from a cover of a book from 2013 and, you know, not anywhere near Ukraine. So it was a complete fallacy. Apparently it was removed. But see, the thing is, what it did was probably out there enough to reinforce the idea. And this is the thing that I really, because it's happening over and over again. I watched while I was having lunch, I watched a interview. It was also Ukraine, in reference to how the Russians are losing and all this kind of stuff. And I listened carefully to the things were said. The two things there was a bunch of half truths. This was a college professor out of New Hampshire or something of that nature, and you know, said things and did the projection stuff, you know, the projection fallacy, the idea of I'm going to accuse you of what I do. And it was so blatantly obvious, because the West has completely lost credibility, because I also saw at lunch an interview in reference to some of the things that Angela Merkel said in reference to how the Minsk Accords was simply to buy time, and there was no intention it was just to buy time. And so what she was saying is the West can't be trusted, and that's where my family lives, and that's where I live actually. And, I've read somewhere about let your yes be yes and your no be no, except when you're part of the government. This is a problem. Or, you know, committing your life to one man, you know, let your yes be less and maybe make it at least a good strong maybe, you know, as long as he fits all my requirements. Anyway.
One other thing, and I'll try to remember to leave the link, because I have this, it's now actually on my site. There was a video produced and I was not able to find out where the source is. I did find the most common about it, Children's Health Defense or whatever, the Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.'s, program and whatnot. He points to it and has the transcript, but does not claim to be the author. There's no author mentioned in it. I've seen this kind of, so I could probably find out who actually did it. But at the end it says you can contact us, and then it's gone. So it's no indication who it actually was. So I'm not sure what it was, but I do find it fascinating because. What I also found when I tried to find out where the actual source was, people trying, you know, some places trying to, here's the fact checkers. And, it's just really amazing, the lies of fact checker. You know, because if I have the title of fact checker, and of course I have some sort of seal of approval, I can lie like crazy. And, unless you have the wherewithal to see past it, And
I mean, some of it was absolute garbage, but it sounded good. And, you know, that's the problem, and it's the discernment issue. But I did send my postcard today to Jim Cross because of my comment yesterday about Julian Assange and his son. You know, the, was it Free My Dad? The t-shirt he was wearing. I left the pictures. You know, because, well, you know, I remember when I think it was 2012 or 2011. 2011. We were in their house, maybe even before then, and there somehow a conversation came up about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And his comment was, well, what I wrote, do you remember telling me to distance myself from Julian Assange? I will, I still have not, and I'm as loud as ever. And then within quotes, love never ends, 1 Corinthians 13:8. No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. You know, the point is, I can't call him a brother in Christ, but I can call him a human being created in the image of God, and I can respect him for what he did. You know, if I see a, I've seen a whole lot of artists who are Muslims that are phenomenal. You look at, for example, when they do the Hajj, that place is fantastic. It's beautiful. You know, and we have something to celebrate from you know, the Arab community, Arabic numbers. they're quite popular all around the world. You know, but of course that's pre-Islam. But anyway, it's you know, I don't have to share a complete foundation to respect what you do, and I respect what Julian Assange has done. But there's one other thing. I sent out several more emails today, and I hate doing that. Some were relatively easy, but one was really hard. And I've actually wanted to contact them for years, and I finally did. A group out of the UK called Stop the Traffic. They have done some videos that will crush you. Well, they crushed me. And two of them on kozlowska.org/stop the traffic, traffic with a K. One is... full title is So you Think You Will Dance. And again, it's on my site, and it's definitely provocative. because this is in Amsterdam in the red light district. And the issue is, I've been either right there or near it. 1977. Probably 77. You know, because we made several trips to the area, and one evening, and you know, went ate somewhere, I think, and then walked this place. Kind of like, this is not what I'm used to. And I did not avail myself to the services. I have to keep repeating that. But it's kind of like, just can't imagine living like that. And, you know, a large number of these people are indeed trafficked. You know, it's a big business still today. Big business. So that's there. And but the other one is, don't be oblivious. And this is old. This is 10 years old or so, the video. It's less than a minute long. And I recommend it. You know, you're in a classroom environment, young girl, teenage girls or so, and the instructor is about to take, was taking roll, calling out names and so forth. And a guy walks into the back of the room, looks around, picks out a particular woman, the woman you see as the image, slams her face into the desk and carries her off. And then they go with some statistics and so forth and whatnot. But everybody else in the classroom, the instructor continues as normal. All the students completely ignore what's happening. And so it's don't be oblivious. I think it gets the point across extremely well. They do things for trafficked people. In many ways, you know, they've done a lot of the stuff. You know, I've mentioned several times. It's on the. Oh well, yeah, I gotta do that one too. Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah. Anyway, there's the foundation Andropov Destace, Enslaver. There's a picture of a little girl on the thumbnail of that image. I got it from their video. Their video actually is simply reproduced of a BBC thing, but it was on their website. That's where I got it. And, you know, I looked at this girl, and it was kind of like, again, as I've said, she represents in my mind all those kids. And, you know, I've seen what the BBC has done. I've seen there's two other gentlemen. They're different, who have actually shown up there. One of them actually showed up there, did a video. I forget the name of it. And then went back later and they wouldn't let him in the country. So he went into, one of the neighboring countries and smuggled himself in, and did a follow up. And it's, you know, well, I should probably add that Stop the Traffic did a, you know, because Nestle, Hershey's and others have said, oh, we're gonna address this. And they got together with some balloons to, you know, a happy 10th birthday kind of thing. And they sang a song, you know, the happy birthday song, said different lyrics. Went up to Nestle's headquarters, went into a hallway, and then sang out loud. Got it, you know, and videoed it. And basically said, you lied! I need to add that one, because that's And that's why, you know, again, the reason I point out these, because it's the same issue with Mars. And, the lawsuit was, there was like five guys from the Ivory Coast. Some legal team got them, brought them to the U.S., and they formed a class action lawsuit against several companies, including Mars. And got to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, well, this happened in another country. We have no jurisdiction. So it becomes a non-issue. And, you know, as I pointed out in the email I sent them, that the problem is I have talked with, you know, I talked with one gentleman, said, yeah, I used to work there, retired. And I asked him about the feminism, the occult aspect, and the slavery stuff. And he said, oh, yeah, you know, I can see that. But nobody cares. And that's the issue. You have a whole lot of jobs here in Cleveland, Tennessee, based on Mars. It's a lot of money. And you're not going to say anything. Let them push feminism. Let them push let them, you know, get stuff in slave labor. That's fine. As long as we have a good job. Because if you point that out, you may get fired. Does that happen? Yeah. Yes, it does. And you may be disliked by a whole lot of people. So I sent that And then I got back to software this afternoon. I'm so much more at home doing that. But if something doesn't change in a little while, I'll have trouble eating. So I don't know what to do. I talked with Chris today, and one of the things I asked him, where am I going wrong? Where am I going wrong? And the other side of the coin, if I'm doing right, I so need some encouragement. Anyway, part of the reason I can do this is I haven't had my wife and kids around me for 10 years. So I can take a whole lot bigger risks than ever before. It's, what Paul talks about when a man has a wife there, his focus is there. I cannot even communicate with my wife. I'm trying right now and ignored. I can't communicate with my kids. So I am fully focused on these women dancing at this facility in Amsterdam. In these kids in the Ivory Coast. In the women who are ministered to by, was it Her Song in Chattanooga and Willabend Farms here in Cleveland. And the people that Oleg Melnikov, who's on my side wall, would try to minister to until it apparently cost him his life. In a very real sense, he got it easy. But the Lord says, endure to the end. As long as the Lord gives me breath and holds me fast, I will endure to the end. I want to set that model for my kids. My lady, my wife, I love our kids, and I love you and want you back.